Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I am here with my mom in person today. Say hi, Mom.
Hi. Yay. We're together.
It's my dad's birthday tomorrow, so my mom is in town because we are having a luau tomorrow.
Yes, we are.
Luau. All right. How you doing, Mom?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. The world is always just changing and sad things happen and then it affects your mood. But overall, I'm good because I got my dog a new ball and he very much loves it. So, you know, it's a happy household despite the world. All right, Mom, do you have any holidays for me?
I do have holidays.
Give them to me.
Today, Monday. Well, it's Batman Day.
Batman Day.
Batman Day. It's also, I like this one. There's two really good ones today. International Day of Peace.
I wish there was just a day of peace.
And that also goes with, it's also World Gratitude Day.
That's perfect.
If you're grateful for everything, then you'll be at peace.
That is so true. I'm sorry. I have to pause you. Blaze sees something in the closet.
He sure does.
What do you think is going to pop out? A moth, a spider, a snake, a mouse? What do you think it is?
I don't know. You probably saw a fly. I haven't seen any flies in your house ever.
We keep the doors closed usually. Well, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Be grateful day. Okay, next.
Be grateful. Okay, Tuesday. Tuesday is National Elephant Appreciation Day.
I love elephants. I just saw a video of these like three grown elephants with a baby elephant. And they were trying to cross a river. The baby got swept away. So the three of them just chased after it and made a barricade with their bodies and scooted the baby to the land. Aww. So, and they didn't give up. And it took them like 10 minutes to save the baby. And they refused to give up because elephants are actually the best creatures. I'm sorry, Blaze. I know I love dogs, but elephants are better.
Maybe there's an elephant in the closet he's looking for.
I wish.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. That's also National Voters Registration Day.
Register to vote and then please vote. That's my song. You used to be registered and then you checked and they had taken you off.
They'd taken me off because I showed up for jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, could you please excuse me? I kind of live in LA most of the time. This was when Flynn was an infant.
Mm.
And he changed me or something.
But now you're back in your hometown.
Yeah. So
that's rude. Always check, even though you may think you have, because apparently a bunch of people have been unregistered before.
Yeah.
And so check to make sure you're registered. I did. I'm good to go. But check.
Yeah, because I had to re-register.
Mm-hmm.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm mailing by home.
It's also National Ice Cream Day.
I love some ice cream. Okay. And I don't think they're a brand deal today. We have three brand deals. But I'm going to talk about Daily Harvest. They have an avocado chocolate. Blaze, stop licking grandma. They have an avocado chocolate ice cream that I ate it all. And I'm just like pissed about it because it's so good. And I want it again.
Get more.
I'm going to.
Okay. Oh, okay. I had to stop eating ice cream. I was eating too much ice cream.
It can get addicting. I had friends in high school. All of my guy friends, for some reason, all worked at Cold Stone.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was good.
Oh, man. Their birthday chocolate shake. I was having one every night. And then I was like, oh, this is not good for me to have. Because I got them for free because all my friends worked there. So whoever was working would just give me one. Which is delicious. Can't do that again, ever again, though.
But now I'm into frozen dark chocolate covered bananas.
Mom, we all know whatever it is, it's going to be dark.
So good. And they're just itty bitty, so I don't feel guilty having one.
There you go.
And potassium. So, hello. Would you leave me alone?
Blaze, leave grandma alone. Blaze.
I'm working.
Leave her alone.
It's also fall equinox day. That's when the sun goes across the equator to the south or something. So it's our fall.
Oh, fall. Wait, and so fall is here?
On Tuesday.
Fall is here
autumn,
on Tuesday?
Autumn happens on Tuesday.
Oh, I hope California gets the memo.
And so that means we get autumn and the southern hemisphere gets their spring.
Oh, like Australia?
Yeah. That's they're fun. Southern.
I had a friend who chased summer for like 2 years. Rachel Wintling. She would spend
it
her...
It sounds like her.
Yes. She spent... And then she like was like, wow, I actually really miss
winter. And now
winter.
Doesn't she live in the snow?
Now yeah. She lives in Canada in the snow and very different. Now she's like, I need out, but she's stuck in Canada.
Yeah.
Because if she leaves, she can't get back in.
Yeah.
And so her husband's in Canada and she was like, she just is like, I need to get out, but she can't. And it's very frustrating. We have lots of plans this year that will not happen. Okay.
Next year.
Next year, of course.
Well, or the year after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, all of this doesn't end January 1st. No. I hope everyone realizes that.
No.
Things will change based on the election in November, but then also things will not change at all.
True.
Like climate things. All right. Continue.
Wednesday, Redhead Appreciation Day.
Okay. I gotta appreciate them.
Is there a blonde head appreciation day? Or
I'm sure.
Brunette head?
I'm sure.
How about half gray, half... I'm not sure anymore.
That's a salt and pepper?
Salt and pepper. Yeah. Salt and pepper day. It's also Energize Day. Get energized on Wednesday, people.
Woo-hoo. Wait, back to the hair.
Yes.
People on Twitter, for some reason, got really obsessed with the fact that they think I've dyed my hair. And they're like, why are you hiding that you dyed your hair? We're on to you, Rachel. We know. As if it's something to hide.
No.
I was like, what is this? I just stopped highlighting it because of COVID. I did the opposite of what they're just.
Yeah.
But it was like there's this group on Twitter that just went hard for like 2 weeks. Every video I posted, oh, we see that your hair is darker. I'm like, great, having eyeballs. This is called hair. And also the lighting changes from video to video. Have fun, guys. I don't know. There was a weird conspiracy about my hair for a week. That was strange.
That is strange.
I haven't done anything to my hair except my sister cut it.
I don't think anybody's done anything to their hair since March.
Nope. There's a lot of people that have gone and gotten their hair dyed.
I guess you could dye it at home.
There's a lot of people who do, like, they have, like, I know a hairdresser who would, I could go to his apartment or he could come here. Mm. Like, there's a lot of hairdressers that aren't just, like, at a big salon.
Gotcha.
Or supercuts. They do home stuff. So a lot of people have been doing that.
Gotcha. Okay. Thursday, National Punctuation Day. Now, come on.
I'm all for the Oxford comma.
Friday's National Daughters Day. I'm going to celebrate you on Friday. I celebrate you every day, Rachel.
It's because I'm amazing.
Yeah, you and Colleen.
I'm fantastic.
It's also National Cooking Day. So everyone's been cooking lately, haven't they?
I cooked. I made a Crunchwrap Supreme on my YouTube channel, and it was phenomenal. And other people have tried it because you can make it vegan or not vegan. Just replace, you know, the meat and dairy with not meat and dairy. It was really freaking good. And I've gotten about, I think 10 tweets. So not a lot, but if people have tried it and they really like it as well. It's good.
Good stuff.
I kind of want to make Taco Bell items, which...
Well, they're going away from...
Yeah. But see, the thing is with Taco Bell items, that's not Mexican food.
No, it's not.
So you could be like, oh, you're making Mexican food? No, Taco Bell is not Mexican food in the slightest. It's its own entity.
Yes, it is. Oh, back to me. Saturday. National Family Day.
Aw, family. Aww.
National Pancake Day. You can have pancakes on Family Day as a family.
Look at that.
And then afterwards, you can enjoy Family Health and Fitness Day.
Okay. I'm the only person that's going to be excited about that. No one else is going to be excited about that.
Okay. The end.
That's the end?
That's all I got.
Oh, all right. Well, did you do anything this week?
No. It's just, you get up and do the same things. Water the plants.
I hit another sprinkler.
You hit another sprinkler?
I hit another sprinkler in my backyard. I was able to cap it myself, but it's just the saga of this house. There's under my rose bushes and where the old leak was when I had a leak in my sprinkler system. There's this old weed blocker. You know, those like the tarp fabric stuff you put down and then you put rocks on top of it so the weeds can't grow up through it. Well, there's a very old one that's put down and all of the weeds have grown through it, but it still exists. So I'm trying to pull that up and then I'm going to put a new one down. And I don't like all the sprinklers are supposed to be like under the ground.
Yeah.
I'm scraping the top. I filmed it. It's on camera. And I like put the shovel like an inch into the dirt and I hit something and I went, ah, darn it. So I get on the ground and I like push the dirt away and there's just a capped off sprinkler thing. I guess there was a sprinkler head there and they capped it off, but I hit that and I literally just picked it up. Like I just grabbed it with two fingers and it popped off. And this water started spraying everywhere. I was like, gosh, no. Darn it. So I ran and turned the water off and I was able to cap it since it wasn't like a joint or a sprinkler head itself. I was just able to cap it so it stopped. But I was like, what is with my house? Like, I can't do anything to it. There's nothing I can do without something terrible happening. Anyway, I capped it. It's fine. I'll get the work done next week. All right. So before we move on to the news today, let's check to see who our sponsor is.
Sponsor.
All righty then. So the first thing I saw that happened this week is disgusting news. You watched Cheer on Netflix.
Cheer?
Yeah, the Netflix documentary of this Navarro cheerleading squad.
I did not watch that.
You didn't watch it? I thought you watched it.
I don't think I watched it.
Well, there was this kid, this teenager, well, he was a college kid. His name was Jerry, and everyone was, like, obsessed with him. And he, like, was, like, the star of the show, basically, because he was so kind and happy and positive. And he had, like, a sad background that people love a sad background for some reason. And he was the one that was, like, always on Ellen. And, like, he did all the interviews for the movie, the show. And everyone was obsessed with him. Well, he was arrested this week for child pornography and soliciting sexual acts from minors. Like, just disgusting. Like, it's so unfortunate, but it just proves that, like, you can't know who people are from behind a screen.
No.
And you can't. And the head of the coach of the cheer team, she was the only person that put out a statement from the show and was just like, I'm so devastated. And she believes the victims, as we should. And it was just like this, his lawyers denied all claims, saying this all happened when he was a teenager, underage as well. So it's not illegal because it's just a teenager soliciting sexual acts from other teenagers, which isn't illegal.
It's okay.
That isn't. But if he was they said he was a teenager. 18 and 19 is illegal.
Yeah.
That's illegal. So once you hit 18, you cannot have sexual actions or basically conversations with people under 18. So I don't know what's gonna happen. It's really unfortunate. It's disgusting. Pedophilia is gross, and I feel bad for the victims, obviously, but that just sucks.
But the head cheerleader, the coach of that cheerleading thing was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh yes, she is on Dancing with the Stars right now. So is Carol Baskin.
Yes.
Are you watching it?
We watched it just because Carol Baskins was on it. And we just had fun laughing.
Oh, good. At the show. It was a grand time to watch.
Yeah. She was at the bottom of the leaderboard, so we shall see what happens.
Oh, it's so sad. Okay, so we mentioned this before we started podcasting. The movie Fast Times are doing a remake, and they decided to do a table read over Zoom, I believe for charity. Again, didn't fact check this, but I believe they did that
over... That is charity, yeah.
Yeah, it's for Zoom. Okay.
There was two charities, I think.
Okay, perfect. So all these stars, the cast, did the table read over Zoom for the world to watch. It was phenomenal. I didn't watch the whole thing. I just saw clips. Shia LaBeouf is my favorite person on earth. People tried to cancel him, but before canceling was a thing, but people tried to make fun of him when the Just Do It thing came out, when he just like was screaming, just do it. Like, if you're passionate about something, if you love something, you're the only person holding you back, just freaking do it. And everyone was like, he's so crazy. Huh? I'm like, no, Shia LaBeouf is a genius and a good person. And yeah, he does really weird art like things. Yep. And people are like, he's so weird. Well, you're weird. But Shia LaBeouf took this table read to an extreme. He was drinking and smoking and like going to different locations based on the scene. Like, this kid,
he had props.
He went all out. He gave you a performance. Like, everyone else just is reading their lines and they're acting while they're reading their lines. But, you know, it's a table read. It's not supposed to be a cinematic masterpiece at that moment. But Shia LaBeouf doesn't. If he does something, he does it because he loves it.
Yeah.
And he's going to give it his all because he loves it. He doesn't do projects that he's not fully passionate about. He refuses. So when he does a project, he's going to give you 100% the entire time. I love him. But of course, Twitter or whoever runs the Twitter things, we're just obsessed with Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt acting together. I'm like, okay, we get it.
They're grown-ups.
They had a relationship a million years ago. Focus on Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. Or Morgan Freeman reading that. Oh, I love him.
He's so funny.
He's good.
Oh, I love it so much. I'm excited for that. I don't even know that movie. Apparently, Eric was mad at me and Colleen for not knowing what it was. And then we looked at him and goes, oh, yeah, I forgot you guys don't do movies.
Time at Ridgemont High. I don't think I've ever seen it either.
Apparently, it's a like classic. But this cast, like Julia Roberts,
yeah.
Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf, Morgan Freeman,
yeah.
John Legend, so many great people. I'm really excited for
Sean
it.
Penn.
Oh, it's going to be great. Oh, I was looking on Twitter today, and I usually go to the Explore section to look at things to talk about. They took away the fun section.
Rude. It was there the other day.
Yeah.
Rude.
I don't know if it's for everyone, but for me, I went Blaze, Grandma is not going to play fetch with you right now. Oh my God. But I'm going to have to make you leave if you don't sit on your spot, buddy. Blaze, sit. Thank you.
Mom.
But I've noticed that every week I go back to the fun section on Twitter because that's where you find the like, what was the most searched thing in your state? Look at what these kitties are doing. It's the fun section. And usually that's where I get more lighthearted topics.
No more fun.
It was gone, but every week I'd gone, there was less and less each week.
Yes.
There was like 2-3 things the last few times I checked, and now it's completely gone. I'm like, this is bull. I demand a redo.
I didn't even notice it was there until you had started mentioning it. So then I'd started to go checking it.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't check it today.
I guess, trust me, 2019, that thing was packed.
Yeah.
Like that was the biggest scroll thing. And now there's, what is it? They put COVID-19 section instead, and then they have an election section. So maybe it's taking over the election section for a minute, but I don't know.
40 some days.
Okay, hold on. I just paused. I looked over at my neighbor's house and realized I just wanted to mention this. My neighbor threw a party yesterday.
What?
There were 12 cars parked in my neighborhood. I'm like, I didn't call the cops because I'm not a Karen.
Maybe they were all family and had potted like us.
Potted? Oh my God. You said potted? Like they were smoking weed? And I was like, well, no. They might have been. I don't know. But I'm not going to call the cops on that either.
Maybe they're all.
No, I've seen them. They've had a lot of work done on their house and no one ever wears masks. And I'm like, okay, it's just your house. Like you do what you want in your own house. But like. You threw a party.
Well, I'm seeing garage sale signs up again.
And yeah.
It's like, no, what are you doing?
Stop. It's outside. You know what? If it's outside, well, I'm not going to be such a butt about it.
Well, I still can't have one. Man, I could have a giant one right now,
I
Rachel.
Know you could. You always can.
Oh.
You always can have a giant one, Mom.
So it'll be my last giant one.
Update to Instagram. You can now pin your top 3 comments on an Instagram post. I discovered this yesterday. I posted a really cute picture of me and Flynn.
You did.
He was cute. I was just a goof laughing at how cute he was. But I posted it and I looked at the comments. It says you can pin your top 3. So that's cool. So you can like pick 3 people to pin. I only pinned my friend Sammy and Colleen.
Okay, but I always see my people on the top anyway.
Yeah, but if like anybody goes to my post now, then instead of seeing their people, they'll see the comments I chose for them to see first.
Gotcha.
Yes. So when everyone goes to my comment section, they'll see the 3 comments I wanted them to see first, and then they'll see the rest.
Gotcha.
I think this is a good way to motivate people to leave the kind of comments you want.
Yeah.
You want to check to see who's at your door? I saw you. Go for it.
I kind of do.
My mom got a Ring notification. You know what? This is a perfect time to see if we have another sponsor for today.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
All right.
Sorry.
Her business has been handled. Don't worry. Don't apologize. Okay. The big drama on the internets this week was that Trump decided, the administration announced that starting Sunday the 20th, TikTok will no longer be available to download in the U.S., which meant that you couldn't update it. If you got a new phone, it couldn't transfer. So basically it was you could use it until you needed a new phone or it didn't work on the operating systems anymore. And so everyone was like, are you kidding me? And everyone freaked out. And then, of course, they're like, oh, wait, no. We'll give them a few weeks because, like, all these deals keep like, well, maybe we'll do this. So as of now, it's not going anywhere for at least 2 more weeks.
He's going to stretch it out.
And it's going to be like, oh, okay, well, this is blah, 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 blah. China is where you hear where they say you can't use an app or
right.
a platform anymore. Like, I remember being like, China can't use Facebook.
Yeah.
And now that's what he's like. It pisses me off so much that I saw a TikTok and it nailed it on the head. This guy used to be a conservative Christian Republican, and he was like, he always believed the Republican Party was all about freedom and democracy. And like, you know, this is freedom. We are the class of freedom. Like, we are the side of freedom. And then when he came out of the closet, denounced Christianity and became a Democrat, he realized that Democrats are the ones that want the freedom and want everyone to have the same rights and live equally and free. Because like, the Republican Party is the one trying to like take away apps and ban certain things. You're like, what are you doing? Also, deal with the fires on the West Coast. Deal with COVID. Why are you so obsessed about an app where all we do is just make fun of each other? Everyone on For You page is just making fun of someone else.
It's also, there's informational things on there.
There is informational things. There is this one girl I don't follow, but I also always see her stuff. She used to be a newscaster. And so she's like this, I think, feel like she's like a 50-year-old woman. And she doesn't show her side, but she just reports on what's happening. And it's really great because she'll give just facts. Mm-hmm. And it's just facts. And people will comment and be like, how dare you be anti-Trump? And she goes, I didn't say any. All I said were the facts that the Trump administration said this, but legally this says this, and this says this. So she's like, I didn't give a single opinion. And it's true. She doesn't give a single opinion. All she does is give facts. And she doesn't even present them in a way that's like, she'll say like the Republicans, she'll say the Republicans, and she'll say every fact that she'll go, they can do this. They can't do this. And it's, I really, really like her. But so there is stuff. And also there's dog stuff on TikTok.
Can you disable comments on TikTok?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that. I knew you could do it on YouTube.
Yeah, you can disable it. And on Instagram. And now on Twitter, you can make it so no one can reply to your tweets.
Gotcha.
So you can just spew as much as you want and not have to deal with any comments. I see a lot of people, I'll watch something and I'll be like, oh, I wonder what the comments have to say about that. And then I were like, oh, the comments are turned off. Never mind.
Yeah. I looked at Yahoo News the other day. And
okay. Taking it to Yahoo, Mom.
Yahoo. And they don't allow comments on any articles anymore.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, I wonder what people are.
Because people are just either trolly or mean, super opinionated. So yeah. It's a mess. Okay, the saddest news that happened this week was that Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away from cancer. This is a big deal for America. If you guys don't know, she was on the Supreme Court, and she was the one that was fighting hard to protect women's rights, the rights of the LGBTQ+ community, minorities' rights. Like, she was someone who wanted everyone to live freely and equally, and she fought hard. And she was the one keeping everyone. She was like, they can't split the votes.
Right. She was independent.
She was the one making it so the vote stayed for the people. And now Trump can put up anyone he wants. Isn't it? It's so fascinating to me that in our democracy, quote unquote democracy, we don't live in a democracy anymore, that we don't get to vote for the Supreme Court.
Right.
That is something the president, whoever's president at that time, just gets to decide who it is. And the Supreme Court is the people that holds the politicians accountable for stuff.
Right.
So if a president's doing a bunch of illegal things and then appoints Supreme Justices who are in favor of him, he's not going to get in trouble ever.
Right.
And it sickened me to see all of the Republicans being like, this is a win. A woman died.
Yeah.
You butthead.
Yeah.
A woman died. And you're like, duh, 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 duh. Anyway, she was an amazing woman. Trump apparently said he's going to appoint a woman, but listen, I know some really bad women. It doesn't mean anything to me.
He's trying to get those suburban house votes.
Yeah, to be like, see, he's not sexist.
Suburban house.
No, he just has 27 sexual abuse accusations against him. Whatever. Anyway, that's that. There's an iPhone update available, the iOS 14.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, Rachel.
I got it.
Do you like it?
I actually really like it.
Is it going to be hard for me?
No.
Okay.
It's a little, I'll show you like the main things, but I actually really like it, which is rare because usually I hate updates. I'm like, why did I say update?
Don't like when they use more of my battery.
Oh, this might.
Oh. Okay.
But I can get you a better phone.
No.
Christmas is around the corner. Don't worry about it.
No, because then I won't be able to have TikTok.
Well, it depends on what happens in November, y'all.
That's true. Gwen wants a new phone, so.
My mom wants a new phone.
For Trump.
Please vote Biden. Vote Biden so my mom can get a new phone. That's pretty much all it is. Listen, if you want TikTok to survive, vote Biden. That's Blaze, funny. Get off of grandma.
He hasn't seen me for a while. He's excited.
Is your ball under here? He lost his ball. All right. Sorry. Oh, aww. But there's this new thing in it. Because usually when you watch a YouTube video or you watch a video on Netflix. Blaze, get off of grandma. Off. Go to your spot. Usually when you watch a video on your phone, like on YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, if you have those apps, you watch on your phone. If you exit the app to use a different app, it pauses your thing. Mm-hmm. Well, right now, with this new update, they do picture in picture. So your video just goes to the bottom right of your screen, mm-hmm. and then you can do other things on your phone. So you can watch a YouTube video while scrolling through Twitter on your phone, which is awesome. But then YouTube decided, no, we don't want that. So they blocked it unless you pay for YouTube Premium.
Oh, no.
I hate greed so much. Wow. Why are you all buttheads? Clearly, this is a thing that would help you because people could watch more YouTube videos while doing other things on their phone. Yep. Like, because sometimes I want to scroll through Instagram, so I'm not going to watch a YouTube video. I don't watch anything on my phone because I need to use my phone. I can't do one thing at a time.
Yep.
I have to be multitasking.
Gotta have the laptop up and
the
phone.
So I have a TV going, a laptop on, and my phone in my hand. And I would be more likely to watch things on my phone if I could also be using my phone.
Right.
Which is what this iOS update did, which was phenomenal. But YouTube is a freaking butthead stupid face. Like, what are you doing? Paris Hilton documentary launched called This Is Paris. And people have finally realized she's not a giant airhead.
Really?
She's actually a marketing genius. And when she started getting big, they were like, oh, we can sell you as the brand of being a stupid blonde. And she's like, okay, great. So the simple life that she did, mm-hmm. that was like 100% scripted. And it was just like, you're going to play the airhead. You're going to play this. And she's like, okay. And she was just never able to get away from that. So if she would prove that she was smart, people were like, okay. Like when Kim Kardashian was like, I want to be a lawyer. Everyone's like, okay. I'm like, do you guys not realize that she's actually she has lots of flaws, many flaws with Kim Kardashian, but she's a marketing genius. She's mm-hmm. a brand genius. Like, I know she's had flaws. I understand that, but I'm looking at it as like the business perspective. These people get these brands. They are a brand.
Right.
And Paris Hilton was like, yeah, I'm not actually stupid. And the documentary proved that. And people were like, oh, we didn't understand you. And now we do. You're not just some blonde bimbo. And she also just came out and said that she was abused when she went to a private school.
Oh.
And I'm like, my parents would have never sent me to it was like a boarding school.
Boarding school, no.
No, you would have never. And if I told you I got abused, you'd burn the place down. Yes. With
the person in it.
Yes. Update. We have an update. Last week, we misspoke and said, I think it was Addison Rae, was doing the remake of She's All That. Now, I didn't even fact check to see that, but it was Addison Rae. Blaze, stop licking your grandma.
Amanda Bynes.
Yes. Okay.
Sorry.
No. I believe we said Addison Rae is doing the remake of She's All That.
Okay.
And we thought that movie was the Amanda Bynes movie, but that's actually She's the Man.
Oh, yeah.
We were wrong. Yeah, that's the phenomenal movie.
Okay.
So we were wrong on our movies, and now I might be wrong about the TikToker I'm talking about, because fact-checking is not something that we do on this show very much.
We have a disclosure on the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Don't take our word for anything except vote for Biden. All right. okay, before we move on, we will check to see if we have any more sponsors for today. All righty, let's move on to the questions that we have today. Troy wanted to know, did the mooing technique help? Did you moo ever while pooping? See if that works.
You know what? I didn't.
I didn't. And then I saw this and then I had to poop. So I was like, I'm going to go try. And it ended up going this. Moo. Yeah. So I tried to moo and it just turned into grunting. And I was like, I need to stop making noises because it's going to sound like I'm sick in here. Because if you try and moo while pushing, it just turns into a grunt.
Yeah.
So just so you know, I want you all to try it. Not because it's going to help you poop, but just because it made me laugh. And I hope you laugh as well. Allie asked, where does Gwen get her iced tea from?
Oh, I'll tell you. Amazon.
What brand is it?
I don't know the name.
You are useless, Mom. You have Mana. One question.
Mana, M-A-N-A, Mana. I think that's what it's
Mana,
called.
Mana, black tea?
Yeah.
I know
it's
that.
It's called Basam, Spani, blah, 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 blah. It's good. It's just straight
black. Did you guys get that?
Tea. Mana. I think it's called Mana.
All right. Well.
Anyway.
You know, Amazon. That's what matters.
Jessica found it for me a couple years ago. So okay. I started buying that and I've tried other ones and there's another really good one in London, but I don't want to pay the price to get it over here. But this one's good.
So Amazon is the answer.
Well, Jessica was, but thank you.
$ mm-hmm. wants to know, in your opinion, is honey vegan? And to that I say, depends on why you're vegan. Don't eat honey. If you're vegan for environmental or animal rights reasons, you can eat honey if you're vegan for health reasons. And also, if someone's reason for being vegan is none of your concern, I'm going to say blanket statement. You can ask me questions all you want. I'm not mad at you, $ who asked this. Just, I get so fed up when I go, I'm vegan. And then I'm like, oh, I accidentally took a bite of something with butter in it. You're not vegan. I'm like, shut up. Like, why do you care? Why do you care so much? Like, my sister sometimes will go, like, she'll try to eat mainly plant-based for a week. Mm-hmm. But she can't say that on the internet because if she, like, it's like, well, you know what? I really need a cookie. Well, then you didn't eat vegan. And it's like, shut up. Just shut up. Why is everyone so concerned? Like,
what everyone else is doing.
I hate it. It's so annoying. Like, just shut your face.
Just live your own life.
Live your life. Who cares? Sarah asks, did you feel the earthquake? It woke me up. Apparently, I woke up at the last, like, 5 seconds of it happening because apparently it was bigger than what I felt. But, yeah, I woke up. I felt it. And then, Mom, did you feel it? No, you were asleep. I texted you.
I was asleep. I know. And I read it in the morning, and I'm, like, panicked that.
Well, no. I sent you a text because this is what happens. Whenever something happens, my mom texts me, are you okay? Like, Mom, the earthquake was 17,000 years away from me. She goes, I So right when it happened, I went and checked on my dogs, and then Colleen texted me. Jessica and Colleen both texted, and I texted back. Like,
did they feel it? Jessica feel it?
Yeah.
They felt
no,
it.
Jessica, I don't think, felt it. Colleen felt it, and Jessica looked into it because she saw on Twitter that it was happening. But I immediately texted you. I said, there was an earthquake. I felt it, but it wasn't that big a deal.
And the dogs didn't
And the dogs didn't even notice. Yeah. Like, I let you know before you could even attack me because I'm a fantastic daughter.
Well, I'm usually up that late, but I was tired that day.
Yeah, that's fine. But I let you know before you could freak out about me that I was good.
So I waited and freaked out in the morning.
Yeah, there you go.
Texted both the girls.
Yeah. L. Ray asked, can we please get a Mommy and Rachel collab? Do you want to collab for a video this week?
Sure.
I need video ideas. I'm out. Let's do something.
All right.
What should we do?
Give me a makeover.
That is the wrong daughter to ask.
No, I'm asking the right daughter.
You're going to start.
It's a comedy channel, right, Rachel?
Well, okay. Now, if you did it to me, that would be funny. If I did it to you. Okay, we'll cook something.
Didn't I make you into a brat doll or something once?
Oh, yeah. No, I think maybe that was me. Yeah. Okay. That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate for everybody that happened. I apologize.
We could do a cooking thing.
I'm down. We can do a cooking thing.
Figure out something fun and entertaining.
All right.
Or not. And then you just have to edit it to be entertaining.
That's what most things are. It's the editing mostly. Demari. Wants to know, what gift will you be giving Tim on his birthday? I forgot to get him a gift. No, what's going to happen is within the next month, he's going to mention that he needs something either for the house or himself, and I will purchase it for him. My parents suck at getting gifts for. Like, you guys just suck. And so I've just kind of acknowledged that just throughout the year, whenever I know that you guys need something, I will get it for you. And like, then that's just going to be it. And at Christmas, I'll buy you like the necessities of life and like, you know, you'll get upgrades. But for your birthdays or Mother's Day, Father's Day, you guys won't say anything you need. And I have to like be a spy for the month and figure out what I could get you because what you need or whatever. You guys are annoying. Tip, what'd you get, Dad? This airs on his birthday, so it doesn't matter.
Flip-flops.
She got him flip-flops,
because
y'all.
He kept wearing his stupid ones that that thingy comes out in between the toes.
Oh, the little toe jam thing comes out.
So he kept taping it or whatever, and it's like, okay, I'm just tired of this. Just flip-flops. Throw those away.
He showed them to me. I did. Okay, so he's having a luau. So I was like, oh, well, obviously I need a Hawaiian shirt because duh. So I went on Amazon and I was buying a Hawaiian shirt for myself. And I was like, oh, you know what? My mom would probably want one as well. Because I knew we would all be rocking Hawaiian shirts. And my mom doesn't like to feel left out because no one does. So I was like, I'm going to buy my mom one too. And I was like, oh, I should get my dad one. And then there was a Dodgers one. And I was like, oh, great. I'll get my dad this Dodgers Hawaiian shirt. And I told my mom about it. And I told my sister about it. But I forgot to tell Eric. And Eric bought him the exact same one. That's the one thing about having such a huge family is when it comes to gifts, you kind of have to collaborate with everyone. You have to tell all 50,000 of us.
Especially at Christmas.
At Christmas. Oh, my God.
You got to check all the lists and make sure nobody else got it.
I've nailed it. I'm the in-between person, I've decided. For Christmas, the last 3 years this has happened. I shop first. And then I text everyone and say, this is what I bought. And then... Smart. Everyone will respond and tell me what they're going to buy. And then I check to see if it duplicates with anyone else. Like, have there been like times where you'd be like, okay, what can I get Trent? I'm like, Colleen and I already got him these things.
Yes. Yes. Like,
so this, I figured out to be the in-between person because I have no children and a lot of time on my hands. But man, when duplicates happen, it's for some reason so stressful with our family, except with my dad, because Eric was stressed about it. He goes, oh no, I'll return it. I was like, no, my dad will most likely wear both at the exact same time and be stoked that he can wear the shirt again without washing it because it's a different shirt. Like, it's my dad. He doesn't care. But yeah, so that's, I don't know. Does he need a new phone or anything?
No.
But we can't get it for him because then he can't have TikTok anymore.
Oh, maybe we should upgrade his phone because he spends a lot of time on TikTok.
Oh, man, his For You page must be completely different than mine. What do you see on your For You page?
Well, you guys finally started showing up and you guys are the only ones I follow.
Well, you can go to the following section.
I do, but if they're brand new, they don't show up on the...
Yeah, sometimes I go straight to the person's channel to see what's going on.
Yeah. So you have to wait a day and then it shows up. I go, oh, I already saw that because it came up on the other page. Yeah.
Okay. So who texted me?
Not me.
Kelly Six. I love her.
Oh, she's a sweetheart.
Okay. Anyway. Well, that's all the things I have for today. Those are our questions, our news, our stories, our life. Sorry if my dog annoyed you guys. Actually, I'm not that sorry. Who cares? I feel like I kind of have to poop, so I'm going to go moo. And that's the new saying when you got to poop. Guys, I got to go moo real quick.
That'll be your thing.
That'll be it. All right. I love you guys so freaking much. It's stupid. Happy birthday to my dad and Eric this week. And vote for Biden.
If you so choose. Everyone has a free choice.
Oh, you have a choice. I'm not saying you have to. Yeah. I am highly recommending it. That's just my high recommendation.
High recommendation.
This is like, to the sky.
And around. And everywhere. But you do have your own choice to make. So
Yes. All right. Listen to Logic Reason. Oh man, it's just so annoying. It's like I've been seeing these interviews where people go up to Trump supporters and they go, "What would Trump have to do for you not to vote for him?" They're like, "Nothing." They're like, "If he went up and shot someone in the face in front of you for no reason, you'd still vote for him?" They're like, "Yeah." Like, that's a cult. That is cult mentality. Like, that is just, every human has a flaw. You should not vote for someone who shoots someone else in the face. Like, if the Democratic nominee, if Joe Biden went up and shot someone in the face, I'd be like, well, can we arrest him, please? Like, I feel like that man needs to be arrested and put in jail for the rest of his life.
But you'd still vote for him, right?
No! I'd vote for Kanye at that point.
Okay. Oh, please, no.
Oh, all goodness. Right. I love you guys. Sorry for that. But the elections are getting closer and the world's getting worse. So that's all. I love you guys. Mom, take us out.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.